We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Fly, ooh. Eagles, fly. I'm ready to be listening to Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares, pregame, any day, any Sunday, any weekend, because they are not, I don't believe they're going to win the NFC East. They are going to win the NFC East. Ooh. They're the best team in the NFC East, and I don't really think it's that close.
Wow.
Yeah, see, that's when I start feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't think the coaching staff probably enjoyed hearing that.
Yeah, but it's better than the opposite way of hearing how bad the Eagles are or having to hear how good the Dallas Cowboys are, or they're going to win this division again this year. I think everybody settled into the fact that no one repeats as division champs, so it won't be the Dallas Cowboys. It'll either be Washington or Philly this year, and I have the Eagles winning this division. But I think it's going to take the quarterback playing an above-average game this year. I don't think he can do what he did last year. I'm not saying he needs to go out there and pass for 5,000 yards and 35 touchdowns or anything of that nature, but the up and downs, he's going to have to keep those to a minimum, and he's going to have to find a way at times this year to be the force multiplier at the end of games. Now, I don't think this is the time to sound the alarms. I don't want anybody to think that, but we are looking at just a few practices, and now you've heard both sides of the coins as to how Jalen has practiced at times. And I'm not just talking about the first couple practices of training camp. I'm going back to OTAs as well. Yeah. So, and when you look at today, now maybe what Derek Gunn was saying isn't so far-fetched.
Yeah, I mean, today Jalen Hurts looked like the quarterback that kind of have the kind of practice that Derek Gunn was talking about, right? Like that's who he looked like today. And I agree with you that he doesn't need 5,000 yards, you know, 35 touchdowns, but he has the roster around him to do it, right? Like there's not the talent deficiency around him, and that shouldn't mean it should be expected. But when you watch him, you know, at certain points this offseason, it's hard not to think like maybe this is a guy that's going to take that kind of step. And so for him to come out and have a bad practice, and yes, people will bring it up today, and I agree, it's one practice. It's a second day of training camp. But it was bad, and I can't lie with what my eyes saw and how it made me feel of like, it's a reminder that when people ask me how many games is this team going to win, it could be 7 or 8 if like Hurts isn't good. Like, yes, to Ryan Clark's point, I do think they have the best roster in the division. I do think they have a good chance of winning it. But you're not going to win it with average to below average quarterback play. And that's what the offense got today from him.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'd be interested to hear what Jack's Twitter question is. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team with no Philly sales tax and plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville or online at marks-jewelers.com. Jack, what do you have for us?
Can the Eagles reach double-digit wins if Hurts is just average this year? 60% of voters early say yes.
Oh,
I completely disagree. I completely disagree. For them to get to double-digit wins, Hurts has to be special. He has to be.
Well, I like the fact that the fans are behind him right now, or at least behind the team. So what do you think that is? That says more about what the fans feel about the team. And the schedule. You're right. Yeah, and the schedule.
Yeah, I think fans, that's what the result shows. Fans believe that this roster is good enough that they'll be able to barrel through the schedule, which isn't good. But I just don't think that's the case. I think it's really hard to win how the Eagles won last year consistently. And if Hurts isn't able to change his game, they're going to have to go back to how they did it last year. And they're not going to beat all these bad teams like that. Teams are going to stack the box, and Hurts is going to have to make more throws.
Okay, let's get back to the phone. Let's get Rios up here. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hall Chargers?
What's up, brother?
What up, Rios?
Look, what's going on, Elliot? Look, check this out, man. I'm not the one to follow the crowd, and I'm not about to be to Jalen Hurts like we were to Ben Simmons. He don't need to do this. He don't need to do that. Man, stop it. Because you know what? That's in a sense, that's just being on a negative connotation. No, I need him to do what he got to do. Now, check this out. We have a right to react. Why? Because we're fans. Mm-hmm. One thing about me, I know that my week, when this football season goes by, whatever happens on Sunday, usually. You know what I mean? So let me just say this. I want Jalen Hurts to be successful. I do. But let me tell you this. Last thing I know, and I'm a person, I know how to play the stock market. Hope ain't a strategy. Y'all understand that? Hope ain't a strategy. Us
like
hoping
Howie
Jalen
Roseman
Hurts.
Said.
Exactly. Hope is not a strategy, and it definitely ain't a strategy in the stock market. Now, let me tell you this. If our defense is just so damn dominant and great, then I'm like, okay, but Jalen Hurts sees our defense, going to see our defense every time. So he has to be able to get some wins on that. You can't be average to get double-digit wins right now in the NFL. No, I'm expecting a lot for him. Not limiting him like we did with Ben Simmons, but I expect a lot for him because, look, if he don't show something, at least show that it ain't because of him, that if we lose a game, then he's going to be parked on the bench. And at least we could say one thing, that he at least has the Eagles. He's the main guy on the Eagles for five games. If he don't do nothing with them five games, man, look, he's going to be gone. And at the end of the day, if he can't do nothing with this team that we got now, it's five games. If he can't do nothing with the team that we got now, he's going to be a backup quarterback the rest of the league, man. Come on, I'm not playing. This ain't Ben Simmons all over again. Everybody need to get on the roll and stop damn limiting people and being suckers, man, for real. No, man.
Okay, Reels, appreciate the call, brother.
I think
I think we're going to give him more than five games. I'm pretty sure they plan on giving him more than five games.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to willingly start Gardner Minshew double-digit games this season. I think the only way that happens is if things really fall apart and Hurts gets hurt. But I think the Ben Simmons thing is an interesting point. I remember when Ben was here, it was a lot of, well, he doesn't have to do this because he did.
I remember that very well.
I think that it's fair to expect greatness out of Jalen. Like, Jalen is the quarterback of the Eagles. He's playing for a massive contract. Maybe he won't reach it. But
is it fair, though, to expect greatness?
I think it is fair to expect greatness out of him. He has a great roster around him. He's played at great programs. He's entering his third year. He has a full year of starting experience. I don't see why greatness shouldn't be expected.
Like, I can't do that. I can't.
But with Ben Simmons,
he was a generational talent, according to everybody.
Yeah, and he was number one overall pick, so there was a difference. But I can't
expect greatness out of Jalen.
Why, though?
Because I know there's a ceiling to his ability, and I'm going to be fair to him. What do you mean? So all of a sudden, I should expect him to be Pat Mahomes?
No, but what's
that's greatness. I mean, that's greatness. I can't expect greatness out of Jalen. What I can expect is good, which is better than average. I need above average play out of Jalen. That's what I can expect.
Yeah, but to me, and maybe you're just being more realistic about the situation, but to me that sounds like, then why is he playing? You know, like
he's our damn quarterback.
Well, no, I get that. But what I mean is he has the pieces around him. He has the experience. I'm not saying he has to go out and be Pat Mahomes, but I do believe Jalen is somebody that has a lot of physical ability in his body. Like, I don't think he's limited in a lot of areas. I believe Jalen's problems are more experience related and
there are some
and all
limitations.
Those things.
And his arm strength is I mean, listen, it's maybe slightly above average to average.
It's
arm
not
strength.
Mahomes, Herbert.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's not
with
any
that.
Other top throwers.
Right.
Yeah,
but I just think that if the Eagles are going to commit to this guy, and if the Eagles are going to potentially pay him next offseason, if they're going to put all this talent around him. I think it's okay to expect him to be great. It's okay to expect him to go above expectations or what people think. I think that you can look at him and say, with all this opportunity you have, take advantage of it and go be great.
Okay, all right. I mean, I just don't think it's fair to him to expect greatness. And I can expect better than average play, but I just can't expect greatness. I just can't. I can't expect greatness. I know one other player, I mean, person who doesn't expect greatness from Jalen, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't expect pretty much anything from him.
Yeah.
Let's get Mad Mike in here. Mad Mike, welcome to the Marks and Reese Show, brother.
Hey, it's music to my ears to hear that Jalen Hurts is a bum, and everybody's seeing it for real.
I knew we'd hear from you today. When I was charting those plays, writing the stats down, I was thinking we're gonna be hearing from Mad Mike based off how this day's going.
You know what I expect from Jalen Hurts? Okayness. Like that's like the ceiling for him. He is okay, and I'm not giving an okay player $40 million a year. Forget it. You might as well just cut him right now. Like I mean, honestly,
right.
I don't.
I got Rio saying bench him in 5 games, and then you come in with cutting right now.
Honestly, let's be really real here. If we're not going to give him a long-term contract, and I don't want to do it, what's the point? This season is just going to be him up and down all year. They're probably going to go 9-8. He's going to have some good games. He's going to have some bad games. And do you really want to just give a guy like that $40 million? So what's the point? This whole season's worthless.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. I mean, not to jump the gun and go into contract talks deeply, right? I just don't think the Eagles would do that. Jalen,
right.
He's under contract next year. I mean, if anything, he would play his fourth year under contract without getting a new deal. They're not going to turn around and give him a new deal next year. If he plays just slightly better than what he did last year, I don't think there's an extension coming next year. Not next year, maybe the year after that if he plays better.
The Eagles are only going to give Jalen Hurts a $40 million deal if he's worth it. I believe that they are smart enough on distributing their money with that. So you're right, Mike, that if they're 9-8, he's up and down, then guess what? He's not going to get that deal, so it won't matter.
And I don't want people to be fooled by a really weak schedule. Like, you know, if the Eagles do win the NFC, I want everybody to, like, look into it and be smarter than, oh, we made it to the playoffs and we got waxed in the first round. Let's give them a $40 million deal. Like, this is going to be, you know, Jalen Hurts is going to look very pedestrian, but I feel like he's going to be picked up by the players around him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and those players want to see him succeed. So
yeah,
they're going to have his back. I think the coaching staff is smart enough to know that if Jalen is not having, or the offense isn't moving the ball with relative sustained success, I don't think they'll hesitate to go back to doing what they did last year, which is starting to run the ball just a little bit more. Now, we're down here at Chickies and Pete's, and the broadcast is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies Summer of Shellfish. How about that? It's going on right now. Sticky Finger Lobster Tails. You like those, Elliot?
Oh, yeah.
How about the Shrimp Scampi Pizza? That's one of my favorites. And so much more. Details at ChickiesandPete's.com. I tell you, Pete always has something new on the menu.
Well, what you were eating before the show, I got dinner plans. I was not going to try to eat. I might have to get those.
The crab cakes look
amazing.
Yeah, that's early. That's early. Then I, you know, go back in at 4 o'clock.
Okay,
know.
So I'm gonna learn from you. My first 4 hours at Chickies.
Pace
I'm excited
myself.
To see how you pace
yeah,
the food.
Pace
out.
Myself. Yes.
All right, I like it. off of what Mad Mike was saying.
Yes.
The players around Hurts are talented, so of course they will help.
Mm-hmm.
But if Hurts has 30 passing touchdowns, like, I don't think they can prop him up to the point where the Eagles can be tricked.
No, they're going to know exactly what's going on. But here's the other thing, though. And again, we're jumping the gun. We're going to wait. Now we're worried about whether or not giving him an extension.
It's, of course.
It's, yes, off of
practice.
Yeah, let's stick to the script here and stick to practice. But I'll say this. Jalen Hurts is under contract. It's very team-friendly. For a fourth season, he may not like playing a fourth year under that deal, but the Eagles don't have to be under any rush or under any pressure to give him a new deal next year if they aren't satisfied with what they see, nor does it stop them from drafting a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can see all of this happening. I could see average play, quarterback drafted in the first round. Jalen is here next year, holding down the fort for the other quarterback to get ready to take over at some point. Pat Mahomes didn't play his first year. The Chiefs made the playoffs with Alex Smith as the quarterback. He came back the following year as the quarterback.
Yep.
And Pat Mahomes was drafted in the first year. No, Andy moved up to get Pat Mahomes in the first round and still kept Alex Smith. So if they take a page out of Big Red's playbook, Jalen Hurts is going to be here the next 2 years. They're not under any pressure to move on from him. So he has time to still make that type of impression on this team.
Yeah, the Eagles are an interesting spot because normally if you look at teams that don't have a surefire franchise guy, like those 8 to 10 players we'll look at around the league and say, okay, they have their guy. Normally those teams that don't have that guy are in a bad spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't have a lot of options. There's no clear path. The Eagles, and honestly, credit to Howie on this,
yes,
have put themselves in a spot where they somehow don't have a short thing at quarterback, but are also in a good situation at the position.
Yep. Like,
you could do worse than Jalen, even though he struggled at practice today. You have all those assets to go get somebody. So, you know, you have the cap space if you need to do it next offseason. So you're right that I'm going to enjoy the ups and downs of Jalen during camp, but ultimately there's a lot of options for this team in the yes. future if things don't work out.
That's what Howie does best, man. Gives himself optionality.
Exactly. Everyone's favorite word.
Yes. Let's get to Miss Eileen, who was actually down at practice today.
Okay.
Elliot,
nice.
See what she saw down
excited
there.
To hear what she saw.
Welcome to the Marks and Reese Show, Eileen.
Welcome, first-time caller. Yeah, I got my picture with you, like, you know, before the practice started on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So I was told you a story about, you know, celebrated getting my season tickets and had my daughter 9 months later. So, you know, leave her home with dad and
good
go to the game.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I thought the team looked great on Wednesday. But now hearing today, I'm a little scared after hearing today's practice because I got to watch the receivers all practice. They were doing their, you know, drills in front of me. They mm-hmm. looked great. Now, can our defense stop other people? Was it the defense playing well today or Jalen playing poorly?
You're saying today or you're talking about Wednesday?
Today.
Yeah,
today.
Today. Today yeah. is a difference.
Yep. Yeah, so today I thought it was Jalen and the offense playing poorly. And I'll say the offense, too, because there were times that I thought the pressure got through. Like I mentioned, Kaiser White had a sack. But this was not a situation where there were a bunch of dropped passes or anything like that. I believe the issue with the offense today was inaccurate passing from the quarterback.
Because if we get to week six versus Dallas on Sunday Night Football and Gardner Minshew's our quarterback, just the season's over.
Yeah. I don't think it's gonna get to that, in my opinion. I think if they move on from Jalen, it'll be for somebody else. It will not be
yeah,
for Gardner.
I don't believe they're moving on from Jalen. Here's what I'll tell you. And I think Jalen will play well this year. Mm-hmm. I do. But I do wonder about the consistency in the passing game. I think he's going to play well this year. The one thing I will agree with OG Wade on is the whole gamer part. He is more of a guy that you get him in the game and he's going to find a way to keep you in the game and potentially steal games in the end. It may not be pretty for four quarters, but if you give him an opportunity, he can find a way to win the game. Reminds me of the game on Carolina.
Yeah, well,
right? He threw a couple interceptions early.
Yeah.
And then he made the big play in the fourth quarter where he ran in for the touchdown.
And there was actually, while you were mentioning that, I was thinking of him. There was a few. I forgot about Carolina. Carolina, I think he did that. You look at the New Orleans game, the touchdown run he had mm-hmm. late in that game. The Chargers game, he did not play well throughout, but he did have the touchdown late. To kind of either put them ahead or put them right with it. So there were a few games, the Washington game late in the season, I thought he had some big third down plays. So I do think he has a gamer aspect to him.
Yep.
But last year in training camp, he was kind of what he was in the regular season, which was inconsistent and those type of things. So I think that in certain big moments, yes, Jalen does have that quality of him to go do something. The question is, for that other 58 minutes, however you want to phrase it, during the game, is he going to be consistent enough where they're not in a ton of those moments where they really need him to step up?
All right. Back to the phones. Let's get Rasheem in North Philly up in here. What's up, Rasheem?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
What's up, Ra?
Good, 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 good. I'm not concerned with it at all because this is part of football. Like, you have good days, you have bad days. And also, this is training camp. He's a young football player. I take everything with a grain of salt, especially when you're practicing, because like I said before, you have good days and you have bad days. And it seems like it's overstated of the bad days rather than the good days. I've been hearing he had a bad day all day, but then if you look at Mike Kay, who talked about some of the interceptions he threw, he gave Avante Maddox credit, but earlier certain parts, he said he had a
Yeah, well, that's wrong. Everyone, I mean, look, Mike Kay can tweet that, but that was a bad throw by Jalen. It was a nice catch by Avante, but it was a bad throw by Jalen. And also, really quick, you said that whenever it's a bad day, it gets highlighted. I don't think that's true. I've been on all week. I've been listening to
every day.
Well, yeah, I've been on every day, and I listen every day. And we've been talking a lot about how good he was on Wednesday, at least on this show. And when I do other hits, I bring that up as well. So I disagree with you that when it comes to Jalen, his bad days are highlighted. But the other part of that is there is a question about Jalen. So it matters more when he struggles versus when other quarterbacks do.
Yeah.
And to me, the reason why it doesn't matter because there's a question on him. This is his second year in an offense. So this is expected for me. Like I don't think that he's going to have every practice he's going to throw four touchdowns. I already know there's going to be good days, going to be bad days. This is football. This is training camp. So if you ever played this sport and you understand, like, this is part of it.
So to say he was inaccurate, you're going to get there. He's still learning the mechanics of playing the NFL position at the quarterback position. He just had one offseason where he trained with a guy I think his name Tom House. That's one offseason. Everything yep. doesn't get fixed in one offseason. It's a progression. It's a process, and it takes time. Now, it's you know, we could all say, is it going to be enough time as far as, you know, the pace is going to be fast enough, but it's a process in it. So like I said before, I took that with a grain of salt. I'm not going to look at it like, yeah, the Eagles going to have this bad football season because he had a bad practice. Like, come on, man. Like,
No one's saying he's going to have a bad season based off one practice. Mm-hmm. But I think it's fair when he struggles to say, man, it's a reminder that they have inconsistency at the quarterback, and that's a big deal. Like,
whether you like it or not, here's what happens, right? So the majority of Eagles fans, 99% of Eagles fans, aren't at practice, watching practice. Right. So we don't get to see the practices. So our opinions at times will be shaped by what we're following on social media, what's mm-hmm. being reported to us. So if there is a bad practice like today, then that feeds the doubters, you know, it feeds that narrative for them, right? So anyone who has concerns, doubts, I don't even have to necessarily call them haters, because I don't necessarily believe anyone who has concerns about Jalen Hurts as our quarterback, they are haters. You do have some haters out there. That's Mad Mike. He's a hater.
Of course, yeah, he wants to cut.
You got some haters out there. But I think the majority of Eagles fans want him to succeed, but they have their concerns about him as a quarterback. And so when there's a practice like today, this is what feeds into that narrative. So for those that ask or wonder why people react the way that they do, because everybody doesn't necessarily view Jalen the same, or the belief level isn't necessarily the same. And that's the great thing about being fans. We don't all, he isn't a quarterback who's yet won over everybody unanimously, yeah. right? Hell, I hate to bring it up, but we had Donovan here, and everybody didn't love Favre as a quarterback.
Amen. Yeah, a lot of people did not.
So there's always going to be this sort of skepticism attached to his development until he comes out and plays at a level where nobody's going to be questioning him.
And I think part of that comes from that Jalen, and he's only started 1 year, so he can't mm-hmm. really have gotten to this point yet, but everybody has to be honest and say, we do not know what Jalen is at this point, right?
Yes, I think that's the answer. True, yes.
That's the answer. We can all guess. We can all say what we think.
Yeah.
We can hope. We can. If you're Mad Mike, you cannot hope. Like, you can do all these things. The reality of Jalen is we do not know. And that's, for I think when you talk about the team as a whole, is the scary part, because we know A.J. Brown is good. We know these guys are good. We know
the potential is
yeah,
there.
We know yes. the offensive line is good. All those things, right? So I think that's why when Jalen struggles, it quickly brings up strong emotion out of people, because there is a fear, an honest fear within people of, look, I like fans saying I like Jalen, I like all this stuff about him, but I don't know if he's good. And so when there's a moment where he struggles, it quickly elicits that feeling of, man, what if he's not?
All right, let's get Jacoby in here. Jacob, I'm sorry. I thought it was Jacoby. It's Jacob, I'm sorry. What's up, Jacob? You down in Florida? I thought it was Jacoby in Florida, right? My bad. I mean, Ja'Cory.
Yeah,
That's what I was thinking of. That's what I was thinking of.
Elliot, congratulations on the wedding, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
And then also congratulations to Jack on an objectively correct top 5 of 5 yesterday.
No problem at all.
Oh, wow.
Objectively correct, and then he objectively bounced right after he did it. Yes.
Go ahead, Jacob. The biggest thing that concerns me with these reports is not that, like, I don't think he's going to have a terrible season just because of one practice, but the thing that concerns me is it shows the inconsistencies are still there, and that was the biggest issue with him was in the first half of the Broncos game, you think he's on track for one of the better games of his career, and then in the second half he kind of falls off.
Yeah.
My biggest concern is if he stays the same quarterback that he has been, if teams just start to use the book that Tampa put out there, like where they expose his processing and just leave Quez wide open and he doesn't see it, like this season could go down fast.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. And one thing on Wednesday's practice that a few of the reporters noticed is that he had Quez in the back of the end zone and missed him. Mm-hmm. Today there was a snap where A.J. Brown got open down the field. Hurts kind of threw it like right as A.J. got open, but to a check down. He didn't see A.J. You could argue maybe if he held on to it a little bit longer. And I think this season, to what Jacob just said, is about counterpunching to what Tampa did to you, right? For the whole team, the staff, everything. And if Jalen's still missing guys, then it's going to be really hard to counterpunch.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we'll continue to break this down. Also, Jonathan Gannon had a chance to speak today. He had a really interesting quote earlier today about how he plans to use some of his key defensive players. I can't wait to get Elliot's thoughts on this.
Yeah.
I wonder, is it a cause for concern? Yeah, Elliot will tell us next about that. JG spoke today, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy Monday.
Hold on, real quick before we get out of here, I forgot to tell you, man, we are down here at Chickies and Pizza. And you got to let me know that a little bit sooner there, Cal. Now, football season is almost here, and you know what that means. It's the return of the Brandon Graham Show and the Players Lounge every Monday live from right here at Chickies and Pizza in South Philly.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.